Tonight, I want to turn your attention for just a few minutes of time here to the book of Philippians, chapter number 4. Praise the Lord. We're going to read a very familiar verse tonight. Verse number 19. Paul writing from a Roman jail. Paul writing from a Roman jail says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Amen. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm going to preach just a simple little thought tonight. My God. Praise the Lord. God of heaven, we need you here tonight. Pray, Lord, that you would reach down into this place, that you would speak to us, that you would help us here tonight, that your power and your spirit would prevail, illumination would take place, enlightenment come. Lord Jesus, help us tonight. Help me tonight to be able to minister to your people, to be able to help them, Lord. God, I pray that you would help me tonight to deliver even as you have delivered it unto me. Help us, O God. Speak, Lord Jesus. We'll be quick to give you glory and honor and praise in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. And God bless you, and you may be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. There was a time that Jesus said unto his disciples that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. He did not say that it was impossible, but that it would be hard. He said it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And his disciples, when they heard this, they coursed among themselves and asked the question, "Who then can be saved?" I find that a unique question because Jesus did not tell them that anybody in his examples was going to be lost. He didn't tell them that the rich man was going to be lost, and he didn't tell them that camel going through the eye of a needle, or that an individual that was not having wealth was going to be lost. And so they just simply asked the Lord. They said, "Who then can be saved?" And the reply back was simple by the Lord. And he said that with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Praise God. We could put emphasis upon each of those words. We could say that all things, not just a few, not certain ones that are categorized in the right areas, but all things. Things. Amen. Paul later would write to one of the churches and he would say that no thing shall separate me from the love of God. We call it nothing, but it really just simply means no thing. There is not anything. And so he said that with God, all things are possible. Amen. All things are possible. There is nothing that is impossible for God to do. If I were to take some time to go back, I would show you that God does not need very much to accomplish great things. He only needed one Noah. That's it. He didn't need an army. He just needed one Noah. He just needed one Abraham. He just needed one David. Just one Jonah. How about one Paul? Three Hebrew children. 12 disciples. It didn't matter. The Lord could accomplish whatever he needed to accomplish because all things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. And so it behooves us to get the revelation that this God, in whom there is nothing that is impossible for him to do, that God would be our God. I don't know about you, but when I look at this topic, when I look at this and see that there is nothing that is impossible with God, that just simply means that I am looking at an individual that or a God that cannot be beat. He cannot be defeat. He knows no defeat. His record is unblemished. And even though that some have went through the fire and others have went through the flood, his record is still unblemished because they came through. And so when I see that, it causes me to desire that God would be my God. Amen. It's got to become personal at some point in time. Moses would see after that they had come out of Egypt, "The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare for him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him." In other words, it was not okay. It was not just sufficient that he would be his father's God. But Moses said, I've come through some things. I've been through some things, and I can stand and I can testify and I can say, he is my God. My God. I think that it is very unique that a woman by the name of Ruth, who was a Moabite living in a God-forsaken land, would look at her mother-in-law and would desire that her God would become, Naomi's God would become her God. And she told, as Ruth said unto Naomi, "Entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. For where you go, I want to go. And where you lodge, I want to lodge." And then she said, "Thy people shall be my people. And there is something about your God that I see in you. And I want him to be my God. And thy God, my God." Praise the Lord. Amen. We see other examples of personal experiences in that Daniel would write and that he would say when the king looked down into the pit and said, "Daniel, are you still there?" Daniel replied and said, "My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the mouth of the lions that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocence he was found in me, and before thee, O king, have I done no hurt." Amen. It just kind of ironic, maybe, I doubt it. But there are three Hebrew children living in the same vicinity, the same land, under the king. And the king would write, or the king would declare, and say that you shall bow down to my gods, amen, plural and little g, and you're going to worship them. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "We're not serving your gods. We're not serving your gods." And the king said, "Then I'm going to give you one more chance. And at the time that you hear of the music, then you are going to bow down, or you shall be thrown into the fiery furnace." And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego simply replied, "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, we're still not going to serve your gods. Still not going to serve. I got a revelation. I got an understanding, amen, about this God named Jehovah. And there are times that he is Jehovah Jireh, amen, and he makes a way. Sometimes he is Jehovah Nissi, and he is my banner that I fly. And when the enemy sees that banner flying, he has no desire, amen, because I've got a God that is undefeated. Amen. Sometimes he is Jehovah Shalom. Amen. Sometimes he is Jehovah Sidkenu. Amen. Sometimes he is, but I just want you to know, amen, that no matter what he is my God. My God. My God. My God. Amen. We would see that Thomas would walk into the room there, and Jesus would come in, and Thomas would go to him and fall down, and he would say, my Lord and my God, my God, my God. Amen. There's something about it that it becomes personal, amen, when you make it your God. Amen. And Paul had been through a whole lot of things, amen. He began to talk about everything that he had been through. He said, I've been shipwrecked, I've been a day in the night in the deep. I've been in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils of brethren. I've been in perils all over the place. He said, but God is still my God. What a testimony for somebody to say, amen, God may not have come through when I thought that he should have come through, but I don't hold it against him. He's still my God. He may not have given me the miracle when I expected it, but nevertheless, he is my God. He may not have provided all the money that I thought that he could have and should have, but I will not deny him. He is my God. Things may not have gone as I planned for it to go, but nevertheless, he is my God. He didn't answer the prayer like I really wanted him to answer it, but I still lift my voice and declare, he is my God. Paul, why are you looking at a God when you're still in a prison and you're locked up in a dank, dark prison cell with rats running around? Did God forsake you? Paul said, amen, he has not forsaken me, and he is still my God. I've got a revelation here for somebody tonight. I've got a revelation here for somebody tonight. Amen, amen. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11 and verse number 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I hope that I have enough faith to get me through this situation. The substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. I don't see how it's going to come about. I don't see how the answer is going to be here. I don't see how this is all going to work out. I don't see it, but I have faith that it is going to work out. The evidence of things not seen. He said, for by it, by what? By faith. He said, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. In other words, they got a testimony, but they never had a testimony until they went through the test. They never got, amen, the testimony until they had a dilemma, until they had a problem. But when they got a problem, they got an answer. And when they got a problem, they got revelation. And through it all, they can stand and say, he is my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Verse number 32.
2. He said, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David also and of Samuel and the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness they were made strong waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Amen. In other words, babies had to die, but they got faith and they were raised. But listen to this next part. He said others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they may obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonments. He said some of them were stoned, sawn asunder, tempted, slain with the sword, wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute and afflicted and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and dens and in caves. All of these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Amen. But they did not turn away and say, I need another God. They held true, looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. I didn't find it today, but he's my God. He didn't find it next week, but he was still his God. I don't care what you're going through. You need to hold to the unchanging hand of God and let God work all things together for your good. Oh, let's magnify him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. A couple of years ago, I told Brother Mike, as I was talking to him, I said, there's a few things that you need to learn how to preach. I told him he needed to learn how to preach to sinners. And I told him to learn to preach doctrine. But I also told him, I said, learn to preach faith. Preach faith. Preach faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And God has used him. And God has caused him to preach faith. And there have been things that have happened, and you have experienced even some of those things during those times. Amen. But, you know, July of this year happened. And we got two little boys over there that decided that they wanted to discover America about 3 months early. And not just 3 months early, but even a month before that, they were beckoning to go ahead and make their appearance known. And there were things and there were trials and there were such. And I remember telling Brother Mike, I said, you know, I said, it's one thing to preach about faith, but it's another thing to walk faith. It's one thing to preach faith, but it's another thing to walk by faith. It's one thing to tell everybody else you just need to have faith. It's one thing to tell everybody else God can answer your dilemma. It's one thing to say, amen, God can heal your body. God can give you a miracle. But oh, that's kind of where we want things to stop. As I believe that God can heal and God can do this and God can do that. And I've got faith for everybody else. But sometimes there is the lack of faith for myself. I believe that God can pull you out of your dilemma. I just don't want to be in a dilemma that I've got to believe it as well. But we would see that that's not necessarily the testimony of Paul as he began to ascribe and say, there's not a lot that I haven't been into. And that he would even write and say, what shall separate me from the love of God? He began to declare, shall persecution, shall sword, shall all of these things, as he began to walk through it, and he began to say all of these things. And when he came to the conclusion, he said, I am persuaded, I have
a conviction. I am fully, amen, persuaded that nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God. He said, neither height nor depth, amen, principalities or powers shall be able to turn my affection from my God. Amen. Paul, you don't know it, but you're going to be thrown into prison. He'll still be my God. They're going to bend you over and they're going to whip you and lay stripes upon your back. He said he'll still be my God. What did Job say? Though God slay me, yet will I trust him.
Somebody needs to get this revelation here tonight. Somebody needs to get this revelation. I just feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Somebody needs to get this revelation. I don't believe that you're going to be judged the harshest for the sin that you fell in. But I believe that you'll be judged the harshest for the doubt that you had that God would bring you out. And God's given you an opportunity to overcome the thing that defies you and trips you up. And you sit back and you hold back. We are not of them that hold back under perdition, but we come before his throne boldly and we declare, hey, you're my God and you can do exceeding abundantly above all that I could ask or think. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh yeah. As we sit in our dilemmas and we sit in our consternation, we sit in our issues and our problems and our bondage. Amen. Amen. We got faith that God can do a lot of things for other people. We just don't have faith that God can do it for us. Yeah. Some of us have got this great revelation that this problem that I'm facing is just my thorn in the flesh that God doesn't want to rid me of. Amen. Sometimes I believe that that's an easy cop-out from not having the faith that you need in God. Because there are times that God opens up a window of opportunity and says, look, if you'll respond to me right now, I'll beat your devils. I'll overcome your addictions. I'll overcome all of these things that you're against. Amen. And we pull back and we say, but what if it doesn't happen? Well, I just want to know, is he your God or is he not? Does he have all power in heaven and in earth or does he not? Can he not break asunder the chains or is he going to leave you in bondage? Amen. Some of us just need to understand that if he is my God, then I'm going to do what he asked me to do. If he is my God, amen, I'm going to be what he wants me to be. Why? Because no weapon that is formed against me shall be able to prosper as long as I'm holding on to the unchanging hand of God. God wants to give you a testimony. God wants to give you victory, but you can't have victory without a dilemma. God wants to give you healing, but you can't have healing without sickness. God wants to give you everything that you need. Amen. God sees you where you are. Can I just say that God wants to be your God? God wants to help you. God wants to step through. You just need, amen, to have faith and declare, hey, devil, he's my God. He's my God. He's my God. I feel faith coming into this place right now. I feel somebody getting a hold of it. I feel somebody saying, oh, could it be? Could it be? I'm here to tell you, yes, it can be. Yes, it can be. You know why? You're seeing the testimony of others in this house. And you're seeing Philippians 4 acted out. My God shall be able to supply your needs. I've got a feeling that God can take care of every issue in this building tonight. Why? I've been through the ups. I've been through the downs. I've been through the trials. And God has never failed me. He is my God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I defy every spirit of hell that says you can't have it. I defy every spirit of hell that says no, this is just the way that it's going to be for you. I got a question for you today. Who do you believe more? Do you believe the doctor or you believe God? Amen. Do you believe the lawyer or do you believe God? Amen. Do you believe the devil or do you believe God? Amen. Why is it that the devil has told you you ain't ever going to get over this and you got more faith in him than you got faith in God? I'm here to tell you tonight, you can get over it. You can come through it. You can have victory. You can be everything that God wants you to be. You're just going to have to step out on the principle of faith and say, I am ready to make that God my God. Praise God. I'm done. I'm done tonight. I'm done. But I'm telling somebody here tonight that the principle works just as much, amen, as it does with you and your doctor. You're not going to get the healing. You're not going to get the answers that you need sitting at home if you don't go to the doctor. And I know that's totally different philosophy, but I'm just using this as an example here today. If you don't come to God, God can't be your God. He's not going to force himself upon you. He's not going to make himself, amen, do things in your life. You've got to surrender. You've got to let God do it. You've got to let God be the wonderful in your life. You've got to let God be the counselor in your life. You've got to allow God to be the mighty God in your life. You need him to be the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. God wants to be God in your life. Come on, I want the church to buckle down and pray. We've got needs here tonight. And I believe God's wanting to give us some miracles. In the name of Jesus, I'm believing it tonight. Oh, God.
wants to be your God. Come on, he wants to be your God. Have faith for yourself. Come on, I just feel like saying it again. Have faith for yourself. Oh yeah, I believe he can do everything and anything for everybody else. I want you to have faith for you tonight. Oh, because without faith it is impossible to please him.
He's able to solve it. There's no secret what God can do.
What he's done for others, he can do for you.